Order, order.
Labor continued to lay the sins of ACT MP David Garrett at the door of his leader, Rodney Hyde, with the government's defence of its Minister of Local Government taken up for the Prime Minister, John Key, by his deputy, Bill English.
It is a bit rich being lectured by the Labor Party about ethical standards after their last term in office was a trail of ethical breaches, ministerial incompetence and untrustworthiness.
Mr English was responding to Labor's deputy, Annette King.
Does he think a minister who's been accused of bullying another minister, as reported in numerous media outlets, shows the highest ethical behaviour?
The Honourable Bill English in reply.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, if I was to receive an allegation of ministerial bullying, I think I would refer it to the Labor Party, who are experts in these matters.
That answer did not go down well with the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
Order. I accept that the question being asked was seeking an opinion, and there's no particular answer to an opinion, but I don't think the question justified an attack on the Labor Party.
Lockwood Smith invited Annette King to repeat her question, but first there was a protest from further along National's front bench.
Dr Nick Smith,
swinging the point of order. How can it be proper for a member in a question to accuse a minister of bullying, but not proper for the minister in response to refer to many complaints of bullying by members of the opposition?
Order.
Isn't it a tit for tat?
Order. No, order.
No, Dr. Smith, said Dr. Smith.
This is not a game of tit for tat. It happens to be question time in Parliament.
The Speaker said the question was not out of order.
Members may not like the question, but I can think of many times I've asked questions in this House where certain members didn't like the question I was asking. But simply to attack the opposition is not, to attack the party, the questioner, is not good enough. Because I stress again, the questioner did not attack the minister's party. Just asked whether certain behaviour would be considered ethical.
And ethics cropped up again in a question for the local government minister from Labor's Phil Twyford after Mr Hyde revealed that the Auckland Transition Agency had paid the Momentum recruitment firm $355,000 for headhunting 45 middle-tier managers for the new city council.
Supplementary, Mr Speaker. Is he concerned that public money is connected to a conflict of interest by Michelle Bogue campaigning and fundraising for John Banks on Momentum letterhead while Momentum is recruiting senior executives for the Super City?
The Honourable Rodney Hyde.
Mr Speaker, I have been assured by the Transition Agency that Momentum have done a good job, and of course I'm not responsible as Minister for the behaviour of Michelle Bogue or Momentum.
Now to the committee rooms, where Rhys Lyon reports on a submission to the Justice and Electoral Committee from the Privacy Commissioner.
Marie Schroff's submission was on the Search and Surveillance Bill, which provides a framework for powers available to police and other government agencies. It's already had an interim report from the committee, and the Privacy Commissioner was commenting on amendments made to the bill since the first round of public submissions.
We were concerned that some of the warrant requirements didn't require a high enough level of detail about the information sought. I think we now feel that the warrant process will, in practice, will work okay. The next point, privacy of third parties. As I said, that's one thing that we felt was particularly our job to have a look at, to see whether, you know, the general public's rights for privacy of their personal information was being respected. Why should you, if you're just going about your normal business, you happen to have contact with a criminal under surveillance, why should your records be held? Okay, we now accept that we think there's sufficient controls around that.
The Privacy Commissioner said the process of amending the bill meant balancing personal rights against the requirements of enforcement officers.
I pay particular tribute to the Law Commission, and I think they've done a very good job here in trying to strike that essential balance between law enforcement and privacy, and we've had some very constructive discussions with them about ensuring that those necessary safeguards are in place, both for the individuals concerned but also for the general public.
And Ms Schroff was satisfied the bill could be subject to future review.
The existing surrounding regime, and also in the bill, provides for the courts to test whether these powers are being exercised adequately. It will be reviewed after 5 years. The bill is to be reviewed after 5 years by both the Law Commission and Justice, which I think is a reassurance that we will not only have some good work done on the initial bill, but we'll also have an opportunity both through the courts and through a subsequent review to test it out.
Privacy Commissioner Marie Schroff.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Parliament's adjourned for 2 weeks back on October the 12th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.